That's how this movie starts. And the movie that I'm talking about, it's called Big Ass Spider. It's got one of the best openings I've seen in a movie in a long time. But first of all, let me start saying, one of the things I love the most is a movie that is exactly like it's supposed to be. It's like, you go into a movie called Big Ass Spider. What's the movie about? Big Ass Spider. I mean, we're not talking about something called like The Spectacular Now or The Way, Way Back or, you know, The Perks of Being a Wallflower or any of these like movies that's kind of like, well, here's, you know, a little title that's going to kind of give you a hint on kind of what's going on. And you know, it's a metaphor for growing up in as a teenager in the days of social media, or being somebody from the country who is witnessing this wonderful thing for the very first time, and they have this unique perspective on the world, and all this beautiful visionary imagery surrounds them as they try to come to grips with what it's like to be a man in the 21st century. No, none of that shit. And that's what I love most about this movie. It's called Big Ass Spider. It's about a big ass spider. Right? Like, it doesn't cut corners. Fucking love it. Alright. So, I heard about this movie through one of my favorite sites. It's bingemedia.net. Is it .net? Quick, I'm gonna go look just to make sure I'm giving these guys proper credit. Credit? I'm all of a sudden, I'm 3 years old, and I'm just like, hey, or I'm that guy from Deej going, huh, I was faking shit. Like, who am I right now? All right. No, but it was bingemedia.net from Johnny Moreno and Ammon Gilbert and Jim Law, formerly of the joeblow.com. Movie podcast, and also the Arrow in the Head, Bullets, Broads, Blood, and whatever. I don't know, but bingemedia.net. If you're into movies and you kind of like the average guy's take on a lot of stuff, I definitely recommend it. Go to bingemedia.net. But I heard about this movie through their podcast. You know, it's called Big Ass Spider, and I'm just like, right away, I was hooked. And I'm like, you got me. And I love it. And it's one of those things that, like, you know, say what you want. You know, people are always just like, oh, you know, well, The Godfather is the greatest movie of all time. The Maltese Falcon, Goodfellas, you know, like, these are real cinema gems. And Casablanca is definitely on the top of everybody's list. And, you know, everybody's got these movies. They're just kind of like, oh, this is cinema. This is masterpiece and everything. And I get it. There's room for movies like those. Those movies are definitely, you know, art. They're well-crafted. They're written very well. They're acted very well and everything like that. And they're great. Don't get me wrong. But, you know, movies like that, they're just not really my cup of tea, man. Like, you give me a big-ass spider, and you give me Starship Troopers, and you give me Star Wars, and you give me any of these kind of movies that it's just, it's entertainment. Like, I don't watch a movie to learn the history of, you know, John F. Kennedy or Martin Luther King or, you know, let's watch, you know, Glory, you know, learn about the Civil War and how, you know, the first black regiment and everything like that. And then that's all fine and dandy. There's a time and place for things like The Shawshank Redemption and, you know, Driving Miss Daisy, things like that. Like, there's a time and a place for, you know, movies like that. But if you're going to give your attention to movies like that and you're going to say, like, oh, these movies deserve to be watched, then you got to give a time and a place for movies like Big Ass Spider. The movies like, you know, Sharknado, like things that are just purely entertainment. The movie knows what it is. it's not like fucking around with you. It's not, you know, trying to be something that it's not. It's like, look, it is what it is, plain and simple. So back to the opening of the movie. Like I said, movie opens and it's Greg Grunberg. Is that his name? Greg Grunberg? Kind of sounds weird to say when you're drunk. Granted, before I start here, I'm just going to point out that it's currently 12:20 p.m. It's a little afternoon on a Saturday, and I'm already drunk. Hence the drunken movie reviews title of this. So, I've already been watching, I've already been drinking quite a few and watching this movie and just kind of like, holy shit, this is awesome. So, Greg Grunberg, best known as far as my, I guess me personally, as Matt Parkman in Heroes, the TV show Heroes. What the fuck was he also in? I know he's been in some movies. I know he was in Alias. Played Eric Weiss in Alias. He's like a TV actor. He was in Felicity. I don't know, I really watch Felicity. That's Carrie Russell. Sean Blumberg in Felicity. And he pops up in various movies. He's always kind of like in things like produced by like J.J. Abrams. Like he's always like, he shows up and shit, you know, I guess. Like he was in Lost. I think just in bit parts or something. But like, he was in Super 8 and, but he's the star of Big Ass Spider is basically what I'm getting at. Like, you'd recognize the guy. Like, I don't know, take a look at him and just be like, oh, it's that guy. He's one of like those kind of guys where he's just like, all right. Dude, he's pretty fucking good in this movie. Like, he's an exterminator. And basically, there's this big-ass spider, and he's the spider expert. So then the army is just kind of like, dude, we got to take down this spider. Oh, like, you know, he kind of got, he was at the hospital when this thing kind of broke out and everything, and he's tracking it, and military gets involved because it's like this crazy kind of shit that's going on, like, and then he just kind of get ropes into it, you know, like he didn't, you know, in just like all true movie fashions, it's a really big movie cliche about featuring the main actor on his day off. You know, like he wasn't supposed to, you know, be at work today, but, you know, some lady called him in and he goes to work and everything like that. And then because of that work, he gets bitten by a spider and he goes to the hospital. And since he's at the hospital, this shit breaks out at the hospital. And he's like, well, I got to go help out because like I'm an exterminator and everything like that. But it's a huge movie cliche to be like, oh, shit, it's my day off of work. Or like in the case of, say, something like Lethal Weapon where it's like, you know, I'm getting too old for this shit. Like I'm like 6 months away from retirement or something. That's another like movie cliche. Like a cop just kind of like, you know, like, oh God, I'm going to be retiring in a couple months. Like, and here I am on this crazy big case. And so you got that cliche, which is fine because it's like, it works. I mean, the whole reason you have stereotypes and cliches is because it's like, it's something that, you know, it's something very familiar, and why fuck with it? I mean, it's like people, you know, You go into the movie and you go like, oh, guy on his day off has to go save the world. You know, it's like you've seen it a million times, but it's familiar. You accept it based on the fact that you're just kind of like, okay, that works. You know, I'm okay with that. If guy, you know, has got to go save the world on his day off. I think it's because guys, you know, you can get behind that. It's like, you know, I'm a mild-mannered office worker for a travel company. But if on my day off I had to, like, you know, look into, you know, Hawaii vacations or something like that, I guess I could, because I'd be like, well, you know, if somebody asked me travel advice, and I'll be like, well, here, let me give you a hand on this. It's like, since you're the expert, it's like, you don't really take a day off when you're like one of the best in your field. So it's like, if he's like the top exterminator or something like that, and someone's got a pest problem, like, do you really get a day off? Not really. So I guess I can get behind that. But I mean, basically, the army is just so inept in this movie. They're shooting at it with guns. And they say this thing like, oh, this spider, you know, every 4 hours it quadruples in size. And it's got this crazy exoskeleton that, you know, bullets just don't do shit to it. So the army is just kind of shooting guns at it, throwing explosives, like helicopters are shooting missiles and shit. And nothing's doing any damage because it's like it's a fucking big ass spider. What's the army going to do? And so, I mean, it's that cliche, too, just kind of like, and the military created it, kind of like they always do. They're experimenting with gene splicing, this and that, and they found some DNA, you know, petrified DNA on Mars, you know, of Martian life. And they're like, hey, with these cells, you know, we can replicate something or other and, you know, try to... We were experimenting on tomato crops because it's like if this has this incredible growth hormone, we can make giant tomatoes. Attack of the killer tomatoes! Not that kind, but we can make giant tomatoes that like, hey, one tomato, one tiny tomato, we can put this growth hormone in it that we found on Mars and make it giant, and we can feed like 100 people instead of 10. And so we're experimenting this, and of course... And movie cliches, science gone wrong. There's a spider nest or something inside this, or a spider inside this tomato, and it gets the growth hormone too. And so this spider all of a sudden grows really big, really crazy, and just starts rampaging everything. And it's just, you know, the military trying to take it down. And of course, they got to turn to the expert. They go like, oh, you know about this thing? Like, and like the whole time, because it's like the whole time is just like, guys, like, look, I know how to fight spiders. I track them. I kill them. You know, I know what I'm doing. I'm an exterminator. This is my job, whatever. And the army's just like, just leave it to the army. Like, you know, son, it's like if we want to trap, you know, set some mouse traps, we'll call you, you know. And then the whole time this guy's going like, I know what I'm doing. Army, listen to me. And so the army is going to go and just be like, well, we'll take this from here, sir. You know, thank you for, you know, being an American citizen like that's concerned with the well-being of your nation. But, you know, we don't need you anymore. We're the army. We're better than them. And of course, the army fails. I mean, it's a popular movie cliche, too. Like all of a sudden, like the army is just kind of like, well, in the third act of the movie, they're just like, wow, the army was wrong. I guess we do need you. And so... And then, so then the best part about it too, it's like you get the buddy cop aspect of this, like the exterminator, when he first goes to the hospital, because they're like, oh, something happened in the morgue, you know, there's this crazy thing going on. Like, hey, you, stereotypical Mexican security guard, why don't you escort this exterminator guy to the morgue and, you know, find out what's going on. So, of course, they, you know, they're hanging out from the beginning, and then they buddy up. Like, you have, like, Mexico guy, like, cliche. He's just like, oh, man, I don't really understand you, man. I mean, you say things, and I don't understand, but I got the gun, I got handcuffs, I'm security guard, you know, what can I do? And then, of course, like, security guard ends up, like, helping out, and they're just, like, buddying up, and the thing, I'm probably making this sound worse than it is. Honestly, this movie's incredibly entertaining. If you're into that kind of thing, if you're into this for like plot and character development and cinematography and, you know, great special effects and, you know, a grand sweeping score and, you know, brilliant acting and, you know, if you're into that for like the cinema, you know, hoity-toity, just like drinking my tea at the cinema, I don't agree. It's just like, well, on this one, on a scale of 1 to 10, I'll give it a 3. I think you're just going to be like a fucking movie snob. Then just like, fuck off. Don't watch Big Ass Spider. But if you're just like a regular person, then you're just kind of like, dude, I enjoy having fun. I love shit like this. Like, fucking just give it a chance, man. Big Ass Spider. If you're like me in any way and you love this kind of thing, you know, give this movie a try. I swear, like, you'll have a good time with it. I mean, it's like, it's not the best movie you've ever seen, of course not. But it's exactly like you would expect it to be. And that's the best fucking part about it. Like, it's if you have a need for, like, monster movies, bad acting, cliches, bad special effects, just, like, we can laugh along with it, you can have a couple drinks, and just be like, yes, and just get excited, it's the kind of movie for you. So Big-Ass Spider is definitely a recommendation for anybody who's into that kind of shit. And, oh, yeah, the other thing. So there's this chick in this movie, right? And then I was like, dude, I kind of know that chick. She's, like, hot, but she's, like, mom hot, where it's, like, maybe she used to be hot, like, in high... You know, like, it's one of those girls where you're just kind of, like, in high school. She's, like, super fucking hot, and you're just like, damn. And then you see her, like, 10, 15 years later, and she's still hot, but she's, like, 15 years later hot, if that makes any sense. And I was like, dude, I fucking know that chick. And, like, I Google it. No, not Google it, but in that particular. But IMDb it. And it turns out she's the chick from, like, Bring It On. But she's, like, one of the auxiliary cheerleaders. Like, not the Kirsten Dunst, not the Elijah Dushku. But, like, one of the other ones that's like, hey, we're another cheerleader on the team. And she's kind of bitchy and stuff. She was really fucking hot back then. And she's still hot, but she's, like, in the army and stuff. And she eventually playing, like, a love interest to, like, the Greg Grunberg. And Greg Grunberg, like, I'm not saying he's fat, because I can't call other people fat unless they're, like, really fat, because, like, I'm fat. But, like, he's not conventionally attractive. I mean, like, if I was a girl and I was, like, moderately attractive, I'd probably take a run at him. Because, like, he's good enough. I mean, like, he's, like, a 6 out of 10, probably. And if I was, like, a 7, I'd be like, hey, man, I'll go out with this guy. If I was a 9, like, a girl, like, a smoking hot, like, 9 out of 10 girl, I would be like, no, I ain't gonna go date a 6. But, like, if I was, like, a 5, 6, 7, I'd take a run at him, you know? So then this girl is just kind of like, hell yeah, you know? At first, she's just kind of like, dude, I'm in the army. Like, I'm independent. I'm, like, better than, like, everybody else. But eventually, it's like, you see that. I mean, and that's the thing with, like, monster movies, B movies, whatever movie cliche is. You see shit coming, like, a mile away. You're just kind of like, this fucking girl is gonna get with this guy. Like, you just fucking know it. Like, don't even fuck around. Like, I mean, at the first, she's just resisting all his advances. He's like, hey, you know, if you ever need my help with anything, just give me a call. Here's my, you know, business number. Here's my, personal number. Here's my Twitter account. Here's my my Tumblr page. Here's my Instagram. You know, it's like he's just kind of like, look, you know, let's do this later on. She's just like, dude, I don't need you. And it's like at the beginning, you're just like, dude, she's totally gonna fall for him at the end of the day, like, cause she's gonna get in some kind of trouble. He's gonna save her life. And she's going to be like, oh, shit, maybe I made a mistake when I said, like, this guy wasn't, like, you know, shit, maybe I, like, didn't give him the time of day. Maybe I'm the asshole for that and everything. So, yeah, she falls for him in the end, but she's hot. I'll give it to her. Like, you know, I'd do her, but, you know, then again, it's like, fuck, I'd do anything right about now, except dudes. No offense. If you're gay, that's your way, but it ain't my way. Oh, shit, where am I? Derail. No, but I'm saying, like, so yeah, that chick's, she's good enough eye candy, I guess, for the movie. And then Big Ass Spider as a whole, it's pretty damn good. I mean, like, I had a good time with it, and I definitely would recommend it to anybody who's just kind of looking to just, you know, have fun. And that's really, when it comes down to movies, like I said before, you can have your historical movies, you can have your based on a true tale, you can have your dramatic ones, you can have your best director, best picture, best actor, and everything like that. But at the end of the day, movies are just entertainment. And when you sit down and you watch a movie, you just want to be entertained. And everybody, you know, has their own, like, humor and entertainment is very subjective. It always is, always will be. And everybody's going to like their own thing and just whatever. This movie hit it right on the nail for me. This is my kind of shit. This is what I love. And if you love it too, that's awesome. I hope you enjoy it. And if you don't, that's cool. You can have your own opinion. But I thoroughly enjoyed Big Ass Spider. I'll definitely watch it again. And I had a great time. I mean, was the fact that I'm drunk, like, makes it any better? Probably. It's one of those movies that just gonna, you have to have a couple drinks and just laugh and just be like, yeah, dude, fucking Big Ass Spider, right? So, I hope you enjoyed. Hope you checked it out. And, hey, you have yourself a wonderful day. Check out Big Ass Spider and have a big ass time with it.